Good vach. We hope you had a wonderful Shabbos. We are continuing with our study of Mishnah, as we do every single day. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechet Machshirim. We're in the sixth parak. We are in Mishnah, Hayin Vav, says the Holy Mishnah, Toldos Lamayim. Yesterday we were talking about the seven liquids that are considered able to be Machshir L'Kaval Tuma. There are some subcategories. One of the liquids that we mentioned was Mayim. There are some subcategories of water as well. Ayotza mina ayin, tears, mina ozen, liquid that comes out of the ear, mina chotem, snot, mina peh from the mouth, spit, me raglayim, min gedolim, min ketanim, ledaito v'shalo ledaito, whether a person has liquid from a stool that he relieves, or from the urine, and whether he intends to or not. Those things are going to be Moshe L'Kabal Tumah. Toldos L'Dam, there's blood also, is considered a liquid, but there's also secondary tools of the liquid. Dam Shechita B'Beheima B'Chai B'Ofos HaTorim, right? Whether it's blood of that happens at the time of Shechita by animals that are, and birds that are kosher. V'Dam HaKazal L'Shzia, and also blood from bloodletting. In these situations, those things are going to be mashir lekabel tuma mei chalav. When we're dealing with whey is kechalav. We treat it like milk. V'hamochal, but the olive water, the water around the olives, that's keshemen. We treat it like oil. She'ein hamochal yotze midei shemen. Normally, olive water can't emerge without having some oil out there for Reb Shemen. Rabbi Meir, Meir says, "Afal pi she'eini mo shemen, even if there is no oil in it, it's still going to be considered machshir l'kabel tuma. Dam asheretz, the blood that comes out of a sheretz is kibsaro. Metamei ve'ino machshir, it's going to create a tumor, but it's not going to be machshir l'kabel tuma. Ve'ein lanu kayotzi bo, there's nothing else that's similar to that in that situation." Now, the Mishnah continues and tells us, "Elu metamen u'machshirim, the following things convey tuma, but are also able to go ahead and be mashal l'kabel tuma." So you nail two problems at once. You make it mashal l'kabel tuma and make it tummy right away. Zovel shel zav, if you have a discharge of a zav, veruko and his spit, shechvasaro and his semen, umeme raglov and his urine, urvias minames, if you have a quarter log of blood from a corpse, v'dam hanita and the blood from anita. Rabbi Yezer comes along and he says, shechvasaro ain't a machsheres. Shechvazera doesn't have the ability to be mashal l'kabel tuma because it's not considered a drink, right? It has a nickname, Shechvazera. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Dam Hanida ina machshir. Dam Nida is also machshir. It also has a nickname. And so therefore, it's also not going to be machshir l'kabel tuma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Dam Hameis ina machshir. Blood from a corpse isn't machshir. Why? Once a person dies, it's no longer called blood as far as the din of mashke is concerned. Now, we don't paskin that way. They're all able to, we hold like the Tanakama. They're all going to be able to be machshir. They're all going to be able to be mitame. V'im nafal ala delas, but if it falls on a pumpkin, so then go ravi tahora. You can scrape it off and it's going to be tar. What is he talking about? Rav Shimon says, even though the blood of a person who dies naturally has the ability to be metame, if it falls on a pumpkin that wasn't moksha before, it stays tar, since the blood it doesn't have the ability to be machshir. But before eating it, you have to scrape off the blood, because you're not allowed to eat blood. That's the rule with the pumpkin over here. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic day.